Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, July 19, 2016. How was your yesterday? Anyway, so did you make it great or did you make it good? Great's better. Anyway, wow, a lot of stuff's happening today. I mean, in the world. We have the Republican National Convention, and that was that's the only show in town. That's the thing, so that's why we're going to talk about it. Just like I'll talk about the Democratic National Convention. But right now, just one little observation. People have picked up on it, and they're amplifying it. And it's just something that, well, it does not strike me as odd. They're talking about Melania Trump's speech. Now, Melania Trump, she's the current wife of Donald Trump. And she gave a speech. And in the speech, there was parts of it that are reminiscent of Michelle Obama's speech a while back. In 2008. And, you know, this is the opportunity for the wife to introduce the husband, the presumptive nominee, the one who's going to get the nod to go and run on the Republican ticket. Well, again, it's one of those situations where are you paying attention or are you just, you know, are you listening? Are you hearing? But there we go. Let me get my words. But are you paying attention? See, obviously somebody was paying attention and brought that up. And it's like, well, how difficult is it to steer clear of a speech that was written and 8 years ago and was performed before a stage that the whole world could see 8 years ago? It's not that difficult. You have a template by which not to go by. I mean, how easy is that? The dog agrees. But yet, they still did it. Some parts of it still were reminiscent of that speech. I'm telling them that. Relax. He's upset too. So it's not that difficult. Just, especially with a team of writers, staff, it's not that difficult. Somewhere, somebody along the line should have said, you know what, that sounds just like, but who checks them? Or do they even care? And basically, folks, that's what I'm getting at, is if you're not paying attention, who's pulling the wool over your eyes just because, well, that's the way you've got to go? Just because you're X, Y, and Z type of person, that's it. It doesn't matter what I'm put in front of you, you're already going to do this. And I see that a lot. Jewelry commercials, basic level. You know, they attack your worth at a very basic level. Commercials with husbands and wives, where the wife comes out on top and the husband's made look like the fool. Okay, you with me? Mother's Day commercials, great, nothing wrong there. Father's Day commercials, where they become Mother's Day commercials. See what's going on? They're directing and influencing your thoughts. Yeah, sure, I understand. And I wholeheartedly support, you know, single moms raising their kids, but they are single moms. What about the single dads? Did they get recognized on Mother's Day? No, that's not right. Why are we taking away from moms? We're not taking away from moms. We're actually giving more to moms. But again, it's what's being dictated to us and we accept it. And that's not a good thing. Because again, you know, it's a paying attention to the details. What will we tolerate? What won't we tolerate? Same thing in life. You know, sometimes an apology is just an apology. Just like a hello is just a hello. Nothing more to it. But we're taught that what is that person up to? What is that person trying to do? What's behind that? You know, and so that makes everybody afraid. It makes everybody afraid to just step up and say hello. And it makes everybody afraid to respond, to react, to maybe respond in kind. Something to think about. Are you paying attention? You're listening, are you hearing, but are you really paying attention? And if you're paying attention, is it because that's the party line? Or, you know what? It doesn't have to be with me. Listen, folks, my name's Dave. I've talked long enough. Have a great rest of your day. I will talk to you tomorrow.